time. 1. Talking and gatherings are disliked after Isha prayer. This is proven by the previous hadith of Abi Barza al-Islami in which he said, "And the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to dislike sleeping before it and talking after it." Note, if talking after Isha is required for some need, then it is not disliked. The reason that it is disliked to stay awake after Isha, and Allah knows best, is that one might oversleep and miss Fajr prayer, or miss night prayer if it was his habit to do so. 2. It is preferred to delay Isha prayer, provided no harm is caused by this delay to the followers of the Imam. This is proven by the following hadith. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, narrated. The Prophet, peace be upon him, stayed awake for a while one night until most of the night was gone and worshippers in the mosque fell asleep due to this delay. The Prophet, peace be upon him, then came out and prayed, and then he said, "It is its time now, had it not been difficult for my nation." Muslim number 638. Thus, it is sunnah for a woman, as she is not entitled to follow the congregational prayer, to delay Isha prayer if this would not cause her any harm. The same applies to a man if he is in a situation in which he is not entitled to congregational prayer due to any relevant reason such as travel or otherwise.